Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Oh, bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. The Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
All right, we are now in week 15 of the NFL. I've got Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer ready to pick NFL games. Last week, I went 1-1, and both Brad and Ben went 2-0. The overall standings, are still in the lead, but it's getting tight, 26-10, and you two are tied at 22-14. The Niners played last night, so we're going to do the Raiders game, and then we'll pick some wild card games. Raiders, 5-8, a little bit of a win streak there against the Patriots, 7-6. This one really is up for grabs. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, the all eyes, this is going to be the, if you watch the game against the Saints and the focus of Dennis Allen being the former coach, this and that, this is going to be the same thing about McDaniels and Belichick and their history. And of course, there's going to be Patricia will be standing in the corner laughing and smiling and doing his thing. The focus is going to be about the coaching. At the end of the day, it's shown that the Raiders can come together to put a good drive together. Always. They did it against KC. We've seen game after game where they can put solid drives together. They just have to be able to capitalize. And they got so greedy and so they were celebrating too early. And I was even yelling at the TV last week that they're doing the gritty with a minute left. And I'm like, in this league right now, you can't give anybody a minute, let alone, the elite quarterbacks need 15 seconds on the clock to do something big. Right. So with that being said, I am going to go with my Raiders. The fact is Waller is supposed to come back. So is Renfro. I don't think they're going to get a ton of targets because Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs have been running the show. It's going to continue, but it's definitely going to spread the field. If you can have, Waller down the sideline, for a 50-50 ball, he's going to come up with it. So it's going to be interesting to see that and how the Patriots scheme against it. At the end of the day, they're pretty good at stopping the run, but Josh Jacobs has shown he's an elite running back. So with this one, I think it's going to be close, but I am going to go with Raiders on this.
I love the narrative that we now don't know what Belichick is without Tom Brady after a few seasons. I love it. I think it's fascinating. And
I think the hardest part of that is he has lost the games he is supposed to win.
Yeah.
And he pulls up that he's dominated games that it's supposed to be tight. Like all of a sudden it's this kind of what Belichick are you going to see?
And it's almost like this is a great moment for Josh McDaniels to be like, okay, I'm going to be the one former Patriot coach that's going to do my thing. And now there's no Tom Brady for, to stand in my way. I'm going to do this. And he gets to rub it in the face of Belichick and Matt Patricia. So I think motivation is a big thing. And I think, there was all that talk about the Raiders and how McDaniels was losing the locker room so early, which I thought was kind of silly. I think they're going to play for their coach. I'm going to pick the Raiders in this one as well.
Ever since Derek Carr broke down and cried, they've been a different team. They've played harder. They've played better. And I think it goes to show like they are united and they are working through some challenges, talent wise, injury wise, playbook wise. It's just a shame that they've coughed up some big games when it matters. But, I think this is going to be a big one. I think to your point, I think they're going to rally around McDaniels and really try to put a best foot forward and win it for him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And Brad, however, picked the Patriots, so not a clean
boo for Brad. I hope they lose, and I hope he's last place.
Yeah.
All right. Just kidding. Love you, buddy.
We'll do the wild card games coming up next.